Welcome to Overwhelming Joy. Are you glowing, growing, or don't know where you're going? Well, you've come to the right place. Together as daughters of the King of Kings, our highest privilege is to faithfully commune with God and humbly walk in obedience to His truth as He reveals Himself to us in His Word. I'm Paulette, and thank you for joining me today. Pull up your chair, Bible, and journal, and pour yourself a cup of joy.
Welcome to Table Talk. We are going to be spending some weeks in Psalm 119. If you listened last Monday, you'll know that we looked at the word glean, and then we got to Psalm 119, which I remind you again is the longest chapter in the Bible, 176 verses. My first opportunity was for you just to read it at your own pace and rate, and underline, circle, highlight every reference to the Word of God in that chapter. So I had done 1 through 3. I'm going to go ahead this morning. We're going to pray, and then I'm going to start with verse 4 and at least go through verse 8. Dear Heavenly Father, allow the Holy Spirit to reveal your truths to us. It's in your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Psalm 119, 4 through 8. You have commanded your precepts, I underlined, to be kept diligently. Oh, that my ways may be steadfast in keeping your statutes, I underlined. Then I shall not be put to shame, having my eyes fixed on all your commandments, I underlined. I will praise you with an upright heart when I learn your righteous rules, I underlined. I will keep your statutes, I underlined. Do not utterly forsake me. So do you see those references to His Word? Precepts, statutes, commandments, righteous rules, statutes. Let me read you something from Charles Swindoll. We stand without hesitation on the Word of God. In a world that considers it unsophisticated to affirm the authority of God's Word, we embrace it. The Bible is our confidence, and we value its reliability. The truth of the Word directs us to Christ. Psalm 119 was authored with 5 steps to absorbing God's Word. There are special blessings for those who hear and read God's Word. The first step is to hear God's Word, and the simplest way to absorb the Bible is to hear His laws. Give me your wise advice, Psalm 119:24. What do we do with advisors? We listen to them. So stop and think for a moment. Who is it that you would list as a spiritual advisor or mentor to you right now in this season of your life? The second step is to read it for yourself. Read God's Word. Allow your mind to graze on the written Word. Open my eyes to see the wonderful truths in your instructions. Psalm 119:18. When was the last time you discovered something wonderful on your own from the Bible? There are special blessings for us when we hear and read God's Word. It's a revelation from the Holy Spirit, from the Word of God, to us. And as I mentioned last Monday, I sit down with the expectation when I meet with God in His Word that it is going to compel me to think differently, love differently, or act differently. Third, study God's Word. What's the difference between reading and studying? It's a piece of paper and a pen. When you read God's Word, it is your eyes and your hands on His holy Word. When you study it, you interact with it, which if you're listening along on Wednesdays, I'm offering you how you can interact with the Word of God. On this Monday, as we look at Psalm 119:114, I am also going to step you through opportunities that you can stay in one verse for a length of time. Begin to ask yourself questions. Write those questions down. Pray. Teach me your decrees, O Lord. I will keep them to the end. Give me understanding. Psalm 119:33 and 34. When you begin to write down what you are learning from the Holy Spirit's revelation in the Word of God, you make major moves toward maturity. Fourth, we must memorize God's Word. The Psalm says, I have hidden your Word in my heart that I may not sin against you. Psalm 119:11. Some of you may be very good at memorizing, and some of you may struggle with it. One thing I and others will tell you, that if you take steps towards studying and writing down and rereading and praying verses of the Bible, it will be easier to commit that to memory. I personally think it's because the Holy Spirit is allowing us to commit it to memory as we put in the diligence daily to look at it. Finally, it is also important to meditate on God's Word. Meditation is when your mind focuses with its full attention on something over and over and over again. Charles Swindoll says it's like a cow chewing the cud. It's that you don't just look at it, you don't listen to it, you don't work with it one time, but it's like you look at it and enjoy it again and again and again. When we meditate on Scripture, we go back over it and enjoy it again and again and again. So one of the first steps I have for you is to write down Psalm 119, verse 114. I'll read it to you out of my ESV Bible, which is the translation I chose to map from. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. So the first thing I do each day as I am verse mapping a single verse from an entire chapter that I have read is I begin with, Heavenly Father, allow the Holy Spirit to reveal your truth to me. And then I read the verse. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. And then I state the reference, Psalm 119, 114. That is already helping me meditate on it and memorize it. Lastly, Charles Swindoll says, your word, the psalmist prayed, is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. Psalm 119, 105. There is no lamp brighter than God's word. No matter what season you are in right now, or what your anxiety or struggles are, or what the enemies may be that you are facing, no matter how large the difficulties are you face, God's word will guide you through. God's word becomes the foundation for our faith. So like last week, we talked about gleaning and how gleaning the word of God helps that faith being built. So that's what I'm offering you to jump in each Monday as we look one step further into Psalm 119:114 as an example. So first of all, write it down. Just simply take a piece of paper, a journal. Remember, line, no lines, graph paper, dots, it doesn't matter. Just write the verse down. Now, as I previously said, the first thing I like to do is to read the whole chapter so I have the context of it. So if you have not yet read the entire chapter, all 176 verses of Psalm 119, then don't do anything else with your verse. Write it down and go back and take your time, your pace. There is no requirement for when this has to be completed. But read through Psalm 119 prayerfully first. And my first opportunity for you with that is to literally circle, underline, or highlight every celebration of God's word and just be in awe of it. Be so respectful of how often the author leads us to recognize the importance of God's word and prayerfully ask that your heart yearns eagerly to daily meet with him in his word. If you have already read Psalm 119 and interacted with it in that study mode of devouring all it has to say and discovering all of the time it alludes to the word of God, then I'm going to offer you the next step. The next step after you write the verse and the reference down is to prayerfully look and see if any of the words just compel you to study more. Last Monday, I told you about how when I was reading Ruth, in Ruth 2, the 12 times it alluded to the word glean. Of course, I knew what glean meant, but it just kept pulling me to look at it more. So that is why I challenged myself with looking up glean, literal and spiritual definition. So look at the verse, Psalm 119:114, "You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word." Is there one word or two words or maybe more that just compel you to study it? Remember, we're not just reading it, we are studying it. I don't know what those words might be for you, so I'm not even going to suggest some, because my suggestions might subliminally lead you to a word study that you're not in a season for studying right now. So I'm not even going to tell you some of the words I chose. We will talk about that next Monday. Right now, I just want you to sit in reading the entirety of Psalm 119, writing down Psalm 119:114, and isolating a word or two. Once you isolate a word or two, first look up the literal definition of that word. I simply look it up through the Merriam-Webster dictionary. You can do it as an app, or you can do it on the computer, or you might have a dictionary in your house, even better. I write down first that dictionary definition. Then I use Bible Hub. It is free. You can go to it on your computer. You can go to it on your phone. There's a mobile. Once you pull up Bible Hub, there will be a box that says enter reference or keyword. You can simply enter the word from your verse that you were compelled to look at more. Or here's another option. Up at the very top, there is a chapter pull down and there's a verse pull down. You can go in there and type in or pull down Psalm and 119:114, and you can go to the verse directly. Then in a third line, there's like a gray line that has parallel, study, audio, visuals, comment, interline, Hebrew, and lexicon. If you're looking at it on your phone mobile, it'll just say lex. If you find the exact book, chapter, and verse and click on lexicon, it will bring it up to you in a format that looks more like a chart. It has the verse written on the first left column. It'll have the Hebrew or Greek translation. It'll have the Strong's Concordance and a link to more information about it. It'll have the root or origin of that word. So I'm going to just leave you with that much right now. Read Psalm 119. Isolate every time it alludes to the Word of God. Write down your verse. Isolate a few verses, find the dictionary definition, and then look up the spiritual definition using an app or a commentary or Strong's Concordance or something you know yourself, or check out Bible Hub. Thank you for listening.
May we all continue in pursuit of more of God's presence in our lives. With God, we have the power to shift our perspective from what I am dwelling on to who I am dwelling in. I'm Paulette. Join me next time at my table for more overwhelming joy.